This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, I'll bring you a listening with adventurer Jeremy Cronin. Then I have reviews in Young Adult Listening and a narrator spotlight on Vikas Adam and Josh Hurley, as well as a review of their earphones-winning dual narration of Save Me a Seat by Sarah Weeks and Geeta Varadarajan. We'll close out the program with reviews in science, fiction, and fantasy. Let's get right to it. Listening with Jeremy Cronin, Adventurer, Madison, Wisconsin. When we spoke with Jeremy Cronin, he had just returned from a backpacking trip and was about to head out on another one. You may have seen his piece in the New York Times about visiting 45 national parks in 10 months. It was amazing, he says. I'm kind of sad it's over, although I'm sure I'll continue exploring for the indefinite future. On that trip, he listened to a lot of audiobooks. Across Texas, Stieg Larsson's Millennium Trilogy. Up in Nova Scotia, Neil Gaiman's The Ocean at the End of the Lane. Robert McFarlane's The Old Ways. Michael Pollan's Cooked. H is for Hawk. Alan Weisman's The World Without Us. I definitely grew up in an audiobook family, he says. I know my dad has over 1,000 audiobooks in our collection. We did a lot of road trips as a family. Often we were headed up to our cabin on Lake Superior, which is about 6 hours away from Madison, where I grew up. So I've always equated long-distance road trips to audiobooks. Here's to the destination and something good to listen on the journey. That listening with was conducted by Jennifer Dowell. It was Jeremy Cronin, adventurer from Madison, Wisconsin. Now we turn our attention to young adult listening, and our first review today is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today in Young Adult Listening is Radioactive, How Irene Curie and Lisa Meitner Revolutionized Science and Changed the World. It's written by Winifred Conkling, and it's an earphones winner read by Andrea Gallo. This biography introduces young people to two early 20th century physicists whose discoveries set the stage for the atomic bomb. Because of their gender, however, they were denied the recognition they deserved during their lifetimes and were all but forgotten by history. Irene Curie, daughter of Nobel physicists Marie and Pierre, and Lisa Meitner, an Austrian physicist, were true trailblazers. Narrator Andrea Gallo achieves the near impossible, making the author's discussion of complex scientific ideas and the lives of these two extraordinary scientific pioneers even more interesting and accessible to young people. At the same time, her even pace and well-enunciated delivery never condescend. The story is told through two threads. Sadly, these two extraordinary contemporaries never collaborated. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of Radioactive, How Irene Curie and Lisa Meitner Revolutionized Science and Changed the World. It's written by Winifred Conkling, and it's an earphones winner read by Andrea Gallo. It's available from Recorded Books for 6.25 hours unabridged young adult. Our next review is The Lie Tree by Frances Hardinge. It's an Earphones winner, read by Charlotte Wright. At the story's start, narrator Charlotte Wright expresses 14-year-old Faith Sunderley's emotional distress. She is cowed and confused as her family leaves Kent because of a scandal kept secret from her. Wright strengthens the sense of Faith's lonely turmoil through portrayals of her stern father and self-involved mother. Through poignant depictions, Wright captures how Faith's intelligence and scientific gifts are squelched by the defined gender roles of 19th century society. Eventually, Faith's need to understand what is going on drives her to explore her father's papers and to discover a mysterious, truth-telling tree. Through shifts in tone, Wright communicates Faith's increased confidence as well as her horror at the tree's power. As narrator, Wright dazzles with her character portrayals and propels listeners through this gripping story. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Lie Tree. It's written by Frances Hardinge. It's an Earphones winner, read by Charlotte Wright. And it's available from Audible, Inc. for 11.75 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen. It's written and read by Jazz Jennings. In 2015, the picture book, I Am Jazz, by Jessica Herthel and Jazz Jennings, about a transgender girl, was number 3 on the American Library Association's top 10 banned books. Now, Jazz Jennings gives voice to her story in a new way by narrating what she calls her memoir on growing up transgender. Jennings's youthful enthusiasm and her acute memories of the difficulties posed by being different from most of her peers make her the perfect choice for telling her own story. She reads quickly, with the familiar cadence and inflection of a teenager, and her story gives new insight into the current conversation on transgender issues. Sharon Grover wrote that review of Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen, written and read by Jazz Jennings. It's available from Listening Library for 4 hours, unabridged young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next young adult review is Saving Montgomery Soule, and Soule is spelled S-O-L-E. It's written by Mariko Tamaki, read by Rebecca Lohman. Small town life can be rough, even in easygoing California, and 16-year-old Monty Soule experiences it up close. Not only as the daughter of two moms, but also because of her interest in the unexplained mysteries of the world, like psychic powers. Narrator Rebecca Lohman's soft tones and youthful cadence highlight Monty's struggles to understand the high school social scene, homophobia, and the mixed message of evangelical Christianity. Lohman's use of distinct voices for the dialogue and a change in inflection for texts and websites serves as guideposts for the listener in this coming-of-age story about learning to be comfortable with who you are and accepting the impossibility of completely eliminating intolerance. This audiobook, with its realistic portrayals of LGBTQ issues, is appropriate for all ages. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of Saving Montgomery Soule. It's written by Mariko Tamaki, read by Rebecca Lohman, available from Listening Library for 6 hours, unabridged, young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear this narrator highlight of Vikas Adam and Josh Hurley. Vikas Adam and Josh Hurley, dual narrators of Save Me a Seat, both pursued acting in college and have years of professional experience, but they entered the audiobook world quite differently. Adam got into narration because of his ability to do an authentic Indian accent. Once he was in the studios, directors saw his talent and his career broadened. It's not about being able to make a bunch of voices, Adam says. It's the acting that's important. Hurley holds Audiophile responsible for his success. He was working at Borders when a customer requested a copy of the magazine. He called Audible to find out about it, talked to a producer, and was invited to audition, and has been recording audiobooks for 10 years. Adam and Hurley have worked together before, but Save Me a Seat is the first audio in which they've both had major roles. Hurley plays Joe, and Adam plays Ravi. The moment I found out Josh was playing Joe, I was whooping, Adam says. Hurley feels similarly. Vic's fantastic. Though we've never gotten to meet, we've talked for hours on the phone. The two were quick to call each other. Vic and I talked about how we felt about our characters, Hurley says, and how we make our cadences sound so they weren't wildly different vocal styles. Vic's accent is so gorgeous, and I wanted to leave some flavor to Joe. Both narrators are fans of studio recording in general, and specifically of Zane Birdwell, who directed them. Hurley felt Zane aided him in trying things to work with the subtleties of the characters, and not becoming too overt. Given the character Ravi's very dramatic quality, Vic was going a bit over the top. Joe, on the other hand, was so understated and quiet that I was afraid what I was doing might alienate listeners. Zane brought us to the middle ground where Ravi isn't too dramatic and Joe isn't too understated. Both Adam and Hurley had an affinity for the characters they played. At 10, Ravi's exact age, Adam moved to India for a year. He even came back with an accent. I had an elementary school teacher in Brooklyn who didn't know what to do with me. She was terrified. As an adjunct professor at UCLA, Adam also has an understanding of Ravi's teacher and her sometimes unstated empathy. Hurley felt much like the character Joe when he was a middle schooler. I was a shy kid, so I felt super excited to give voice to that scary time when everyone was trying so hard to be what they were supposed to be. Both narrators juggle audio work with other kinds of acting, but adore doing narration. Josh, by nature a collaborator, loves that he gets to be with a listener for 4 to 12 hours and really develop a relationship. Audio fans are listening to the story, and I get to be a part of their experience. Art is most valuable when you get to share it with somebody. Hurley and Adam's collaboration definitely makes Save Me a Seat a valuable listening experience. That highlight with Vikas Adam and Josh Hurley was conducted by Susie Wild. Here's a review of Save Me a Seat by Sarah Weeks and Geeta Varadarajan, and Earphones winner read by Josh Hurley and Vikas Adam. Using two narrators is the perfect way to deliver this story, told as the alternating first-person recollections of two fifth-grade boys. Vikas Adam is the voice of Ravi, a recent immigrant from India, and Josh Hurley is the voice of Joe, a boy with audio processing disorder, APD. Hurley creates a kind character in Joe, speaking softly in a measured voice, which makes it all the more heartbreaking when the listener discovers that Joe is the target of bullies. Fluent in Hindi, Adam provides a perfect accent for Ravi, the smart and confident boy, who also becomes the butt of jokes because of his accent and Indian lifestyle. Coming from lands oceans apart, the boys find common ground in the resource room of Einstein Elementary. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of Save Me a Seat by Sarah Weeks and Geeta Varadarajan. It's an Earphones winner read by Josh Hurley and Vikas Adam, and it's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 4 hours of unabridged listening. And just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's October-November issue. We are the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. All right, we leave young adult fiction and we go to sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater. Donnie's Brain is our first review. It's written by Rona Monroe, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Paul Fox, Jared Harris, and a full cast. A man is involved in a devastating automobile accident. Memory loss and surgery are involved. He's making progress, but he can't remember anything more recent than 3 years ago. He's stuck in time. British acting standouts Jared Harris from Fringe and Sophie Winkleman from The Chronicles of Narnia, along with Irish newcomer Siobhan Hewlett, are off to the races with Scottish playwright Rona Monroe's play. Her crackling, insightful dialogue illuminates Donnie's former wife, whom he can't remember, and current girlfriend, whom he also can't remember, both of whom can't help but feel that Donnie has become an entirely new person. Donnie's Brain is a special production of LA Theater Works' Relativity series, which encourages science-themed plays. But it's the human voices inside and outside Donnie's head that make this story special. Brian Price wrote that review of Donnie's Brain by Rona Monroe. It's an Earphones winner, read by a full cast from LA Theater Works for 1.5 hours unabridged. Our next review is Age of Myth, The Legends of the First Empire, Book 1, by Michael J. Sullivan. It's an Earphones winner, read by Tim Gerard Reynolds. Author Michael Sullivan and narrator Tim Reynolds team up again for a series that serves as a prequel to the Ryria series. The first in a new five-volume, Legends of the First Empire, begins with an event that threatens to reshape the world. A god is killed by a human. One of the hallmarks of Sullivan's books is a broadcast of characters who interact in a variety of ways. There, too, lies the strength of Reynolds's narration. The dynamic relationships between the characters, including their friendly verbal sparring, are the foundation of this performance. As the characters develop in confidence and independence, Reynolds reflects their changes in attitude. He sets a strong pace and maintains a sense of forward motion. Joyce E. McCarthy wrote that review of Age of Myth, The Legends of the First Empire, Book 1, by Michael J. Sullivan, an Earphones winner read by Tim Gerard Reynolds. It's available from Recorded Books for 17 hours of unabridged listening. And the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Spellsingers 3, The Day of the Dissonance, by Alan Dean Foster. It's read by Terence Azelford and a full cast. There's no rest for the weary in this third audiobook in Foster's colorful series. After winning the battle of Joe Troom Gate, fledgling John Tom, voiced by Gregory Linnington, is sent on a quest to find medicine for his dying mentor, the Turtle Wizard, Chris Jenneback. Displaced from his home dimension, John Tom collectively collects his morally challenged friend, Mudge, played by Bradley Smith, and they pick up new associates as they face obstacle after obstacle on their journey to save the wizard. Narrator Terence Azelford is a smooth, genial travel guide through Foster's tongue-in-cheek prose, and the talented cast never disappoints when it comes to voicing these multicultural characters of multiple species. Here's hoping John Tom never finds his way home from this captivating world. Dale E. McGarrigle wrote that review of Spellsinger 3, The Day of the Dissonance, by Alan Dean Foster. It's read by Terence Azelford and a full cast, and it's available from Graphic Audio for 7 hours unabridged as an audio program. Our next review is The Long Cosmos, The Long Earth, Book 5, by Terry Pratchett and Stephen Baxter, read by Michael Fenton Stevens. Narrator Michael Fenton Stevens delivers this final book in the Long Earth series with a feeling of familiarity. The phenomenon of stepping between parallel Earths is now in its 60th year. As the galaxy continues to broadcast its message, "Join us," the intrepid travelers continue their explorations and contemplations of the meaning of life. Although this series is not imbued with the level of irony and dry humor of Pratchett's renowned Discworld series, Stevens doesn't neglect the flashes of humor that are present as he portrays the fine-tuned relationships between the characters. Joyce E. McCarthy wrote that review of The Long Cosmos, The Long Earth, Book 5, by Terry Pratchett and Stephen Baxter, read by Michael Fenton Stevens. It's available from Harper Audio for 12.25 hours, unabridged. And next in sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater, we have Alien, Out of the Shadows by Tim LeBon and Dirk Maggs. It's an earphones winner read by a full cast. The deep space mining vessel Marion, with Chief Engineer Hooper, played by Corey Johnson, at the helm, is attacked by the same aliens who destroyed the crew of the vessel Nostromo 35 years earlier in the 1979 sci-fi horror movie Alien. When Hooper detects another vessel heading toward them, it turns out to be none other than Ellen Ripley, the last surviving member of the Nostromo, still preserved with her cat in a stasis pod floating through space. Laura Lefkow shines as Ripley, her mature, sarcastic tone barely concealing her raw terror at reliving a nightmare. The mix of music, sound effects, and vocals is painstakingly orchestrated, from the creaks of the ship to the subtle shifts in atmospheric tone as the characters enter different situations. Add in a diverse ensemble of voices, and this production succeeds in keeping the listener in the center of the action. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of Alien, Out of the Shadows by Tim LeBon and Dirk Maggs. It's an earphones winner, read by Rutger Hauer and a full cast, and it's available from Audible Inc. for 4.5 hours as an audio program. Our next review is Captain to Captain, Star Trek Legacies, Book 1 by Greg Cox. It's an earphones winner read by Robert Petkoff. This audiobook could not have been more perfect. Featured are more voyages of the original Star Trek crew, Captain James T. Kirk, Mr. Spock, Bones, and all the rest. Narrator Robert Petkoff is able to sound enough like all the cast members to allow listeners to settle back and imagine the adventures that never made it to television. And the simple sound effects are just right. The story brings back a character seen only in one two-part adventure. The woman called Number One, formerly second in command to Captain Christopher Pike, is now a captain herself and has a mission that she alone can pull off, but to do so, she must involve Kirk and Spock. Petkoff is the perfect choice to bring this series to life. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of Captain to Captain, Star Trek Legacies, Book 1, by Greg Cox. It's an earphones winner, read by Robert Petkoff, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater is Ms. Marvel 2, Generation Y, and that's W-H-Y, not Y as in the alphabet. It's written by G. Willow Wilson, and it's read by a full cast. Ms. Marvel is not your typical superhero. Kamala Khan is a high school student in Jersey City who's learned she can expand all or parts of her body due to her inhuman genes. And she's the first Muslim superhero to get her own book. Her home life, particularly her interactions with her Pakistani family, also makes for an interesting twist. There are two related adventures in this audiobook, which is performed by a full cast with an emphasis on sound effects, lots of explosions, and crowd noises. The characters' voices are perfect. They're distinct and actually sound like high school kids. The ever-present background noise makes the story sound real. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of Ms. Marvel 2, Generation Y, by G. Willow Wilson, read by a full cast from Graphic Audio for 2 hours as an audio program. Then we have Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. It's an adaptation by Christina Calvet, and it's read by a full cast. Playwright Christina Calvet, director Marcia Mason, and English actress Emily Burgle all dig deep to heighten and contemporize one of the most beloved and influential novels in the English language. How can listeners not be familiar with the love story between the orphaned, bright, and individualistic Jane Eyre and the proud, enigmatic Mr. Rochester? Theater Works serves up another smart, emotional roller coaster ride performed before a live audience. Brian Price wrote that review of Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, adapted by Christina Calvet. By a full cast, it's available from LA Theater Works for 2 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll bring you reviews in poetry and the classics. Next time, we'll be remembering author Stuart Little and Charlotte Webb, E.B. White, featuring reviews of 4 of his classics, and we'll also be remembering George Plimpton, writer, sports journalist, and humorist. I'll have reviews of 4 of his audiobooks, including a review of Paper Lion, Confessions of a Last String Quarterback by Dan Warren. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.